Hi, hi, everyone. Welcome to the 9-minute riff or less from the pool deck. It's been a while since I've hopped on here, and I'm sitting underneath the yellow slide like normal. It's pretty mellow here at Elevation Place tonight. So I'm watching some guy like cruise around the lazy river, just taking care of himself, relaxing. I just finished my swim squad for Thursday night, and there's one lady in the group. I just love having her, all of them, but one lady, and I really needed this for my soul. Like every stroke she does, she smiles. I mean, can you imagine that? Being able to just swim and every stroke you have a smile under the water and out. Like how beautiful is that? I mean, just happy. Happy inside and out and loving what she does. Absolutely incredible. So I'm hopping on here to share some stuff with you. I've been pretty quiet on social media for the last over a week now. And it's been hard for me to get out there, and I love sharing my voice, but it's like it just paused me, and I wasn't ready. And I am now. I'm ready in this way to be on this podcast on the 9-minute riff to share my voice with you, but not only my voice but my heart. So in the last week I've lost a really close friend of mine. She was a beautiful, beautiful woman, and it was unexpected. So I'm going through a process right now of really allowing my heart, my body, my mind, everything to heal. And to heal in a way where I fully am feeling all of the emotions that come up. And my emotions that have come up have been everywhere, to anger in the pool, like not like physically mad at the pool, but like just angry. But then, you know, one minute it'll be another wave of like sadness and just not able to comprehend and just hurt, you know, and it's a wave. And this is something that's been important to me, and this is why I'm on here sharing this with you, sharing my heart with you and my wisdom. And I love to share things that I'm learning, because I know there's a lot of other people out there that are healing from other things in their life, whether it is loss, if it's loss of a friend, a family, if it's a loss through a divorce, not only death, but it's a loss of whatever it may be for you. Just know that it is important for you to heal. I know in the past I didn't allow myself to heal through certain things, and I've learned from it, and I take this into my life in the present time. And I used to just kind of brush it under the rug, or like I wrote a quote the other day that I posted on Instagram. It was like I pushed it under the water, you know, to just not to ignore it and not know it wasn't there, but not to allow those emotions to show up. You know, it's like you pass by people and it's like, you know, you're asked, how are you doing today? And deep inside, like you want to say, I'm doing amazing, but yet you're not. And so often we say, oh, I'm fine. And we don't share what actually is going on. And I really, from my perspective and my wisdom and learning that I'm learning and immersed in it right now, is that it is so important just to say, I'm not, you know, maybe yesterday was a better day, but you don't have to say I'm fine. You can say I'm not and reach out, because people want to hear you. They want to see you. They want to understand. They don't want you to feel like you're alone. So the more that we can share our emotions out in the world, the better. I mean, I'm not an expert in that area. I'm just sharing my own experience right now. And that is my experience of healing. And I am riding those waves, and I'm not rushing it. And another thing in my business is like, I am so pumped to be able to like, to create and to share all the amazing stuff that I want to put out, and I am gently putting it in the world. But to be honest, I just haven't been able to in the last week, and I know that's okay. It's taking that pause for ourselves to heal. whether it takes, you know, a week or maybe it's a lot longer. But and finding that way to be vulnerable, to share that with other people. So this is my way of being able to share that with you, to be able to share my voice with you and my healing. So I remember today, like, I went into the bank and I had an appointment with the bank, and I was sitting in there and I just broke down in tears. And it was like this woman just, like, she held that space for me, and I was so grateful. And she even shared a story with me, you know, and it brings people together. And you remember that, right? Going through loss in your life is so hard, so hard. Reach out to your friends when you're ready. And maybe you're not ready right now, but I have been ready, and I have been reaching out to my friends, and my friends have been reaching out to me, and I am so grateful for that. I'm grateful for all of the love that is surrounding me right now and during this hard time. And what's coming up for me during this healing is I've had a lot of loss in my life through friends that have passed away from cancer and unexpected things that have happened. And I feel like there's something coming to the surface of, like, I want to be that voice for all of these beautiful women, smart, oh God, like, these strong, athletic, beautiful souled women. I just want to be able to be that voice for them. And maybe that's part of my legacy, you know, is in my business in Sarah Freeman Coaching, is that. And I want to be that lighthouse for other women that are out there that need that light. And I am that light. Even though I'm going through that healing right now and that those emotions, and they're raw, I want to be that strong, and I am that strong lighthouse, you know, for other women who need that. So I hope this is coming together for you. I don't have all the answers for everybody who's going through different pains out in the world, but this is my part of my journey, and I know more things will come out of my healing in this process. And I know my beautiful friend that I just lost is at peace. I miss her, but she's at peace. So take that moment, take that time, take that month, whatever it needs, whatever you need to heal, to talk to someone, if it's your husband, your children, whatever it is, your friend, a stranger, you know, reach out and talk. Whatever that is for healing, meditation, whatever that is for you. For me, it's riding this wave. It's like, if I knew how to surf, that would be what it's like. It's like I'm on this surfboard right now, and I'm riding these waves of ups and downs, and then sometimes it's super calm. And I'm okay with this. I am. And deep down inside, I know we'll come out the other side with something freaking incredible. For all of you that are listening right now. So thank you. Thank you for holding this space, keeping the amazing person that you are.